Training Camp Central is brought to you by Xfinity.
It seems like we just got here, and now we've got one more day of walkthroughs, and we're moving back in 48 hours till game time. It was a good, very good camp. The guys were, I told them after practice, I thought we did a great job of focusing when we needed to focus on our work. I think you saw that for those of you who have been here every day. I think the guys really paid attention to trying to get better, and we're just going to move on. That's what we're trying to do each and every day is get better, and we'll finish our meetings today. We'll walk through tomorrow and go see how we do under the lights on Thursday night. Yeah, I thought he had an excellent camp. I thought he was consistent throughout. He was locked in during each and every practice. He played it like a game. There was success along the way. Certainly we had some tremendous moments out here. You guys saw it, and there were some days. There were moments, but there weren't consistent moments where he wasn't practicing well. There was a play here, a play there, and that goes. And that's not even attributed to just him. We just didn't succeed on that play. But overall, I thought he was just excellent with the football team, managing the team, managing the practices, and that just doesn't go for Jay. I know we're talking about Jay, but I thought the team was consistent, knowing when to focus, when to pay attention, when to have some fun. And when to get our work done, I thought we came out of it, and with the exception of a few guys that are going to have to sit out for a while, it was a very good camp. Oh, I thought it was great. I mean, as I told our team, I think the team knows how to work, when to focus, when to bring it, and you got to have a sense of humor too. I don't know that any of us have been in winning environments where the team didn't have a sense of humor and know how to use it at the right time. And I thought it was just a great way to finish the camp. Well, I think you've seen he's done a very good job in his route running. He's been consistently catching the football. He's making an impact. Certainly, I think we all see that. We're not going to anoint him at this point in time. We want to get him through training camp healthy, and allow him hopefully to perform throughout the preseason as he's been doing, and then we'll see where we are at the end of the day. But certainly, I mean, you saw it out here today, and you saw it in the game. He's got a good skill set for running routes and catching the football. He also did a good job today in some of the run blocking as well. So he's performing well. He's competing. That position battles are day to day there at the tight end position, as you can see. We're happy where he is right now. Well, I knew him up in Montreal. That's where we had him. And in Montreal, it was a very difficult situation for him. Believe it or not, he wasn't a starter because you have a Canadian ratio issue, and our whole line was Canadian. So Michael, for a while, couldn't understand why he wasn't playing. But you have to start seven, and when you can start five linemen, that's a pretty good thing. But I got to know him very well through all the conversations that we had to allow him to understand how we had to work. And then we had a couple injuries, and he started playing and obviously made himself a big factor in our success up there. So he's got a great character level. He's got a great skill set. You can see we moved him around. He's playing on both sides, both guards, both tackles. We can move him around. And he's continued to progress in a meeting room with a lot of good leadership.